Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to everybody tuned in, locked in to CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. I get started every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down in New York City. And we've had a busy night. Congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces. They are your back-to-back WNBA champions. The first team to do this in the WNBA since 2001-2002. When the Los Angeles Sparks and Lisa Leslie did it, now the Aces led by Asia Wilson. Hell of a game. They knock off the Liberty 70-69. They do it on the road in Brooklyn, New York, missing two of their key starters. They got the victory. Somebody else who picked up a major victory tonight. Instead of being down 0-3 in the American League Championship Series, the Houston Astros, they come out on top against the Texas Rangers. The final score, 8-5. Max Scherzer, pitching for the first time in more than a month. He comes back, and it is the postseason, so Max Scherzer gets slapped around. Four innings pitched. He gave up 5 earned runs, and he gave up a home run to the guy who has the second most home runs in Major League Baseball playoff history. That dude happens to be Jose Altuve. He has 25 home runs total just this season. He has 8 home runs at Globe Life. That's the home of the Texas Rangers. And so Texas now leads the series 2-1. The Astros pick up their first victory. They're going to be in action again Thursday night. Who would be shocked if Houston tied the series up? I think nobody. Let's take a listen to that home run. Jose Altuve goes deep. This is courtesy of the Astros Radio Network.
This one's clubbed. Left field and deep. Going back to Veras. Still going back. Still going back. It's gone. That's how you do it. Left center field for Altuve. 6 rows deep. Four nothing Astros, and it's Altuve's turn.
Yeah, I told you, Houston wins 8-5. Max Scherzer gives up 5 earned runs. At least this was an improvement versus his last game that he was out there with the New York Mets last season, where he gave up 7 earned runs. Max Scherzer, who gets tired at the end of seasons, Max Scherzer, whose side hurts and his arm is dead. Max Scherzer said today, tonight, yeah, I sucked, but I felt okay.
Good. The arm responded well. I still felt like I had stuff in the tank. I was able to step on heat, all my pitches really. So, for giving that layoff and where I was at physically, I actually felt good.
Yeah, felt good. All right. Max Scherzer feeling good, being old. It just doesn't help. My apologies. Sorry. Anyway. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I also just gave you that top six list. We looked at cities that right now, today, have been winning. Right now, they're winning. In the future, they could be winning. What cities have something to be proud of today? And number six, I gave you Dallas. It's difficult for me to even put them there. Cowboys, 4-2, they'll go to the playoffs and lose. And the Rangers right now, there's something to be proud of. Maybe not tonight, but as an overall, certainly being here in an ALCS is a good look. And number five, I gave you San Francisco. Thank you to the 49ers, and thank you to the Warriors for being super competitive and winning championships, at least for the Warriors. The 49ers going to Super Bowls, maybe they would have won again last year if Purdy was healthy. Looks like they might go again this year. And number four, Los Angeles, somehow, some way, whether they choke or win, they are a city with perennial contenders. And number three, I gave you Philadelphia. Phillies look like they're on their way to back-to-back World Series appearances. We just saw the Philadelphia Eagles go to the Super Bowl earlier this year. Who knows? They might be back again in a couple of months. Time will tell. At number two on the list, I gave you Denver. The Nuggets champions. Two seasons ago, the Avalanche champions. That's enough to wipe out the stink of the Broncos and the Rockies. And at number one, I gave you Las Vegas. There is no city right now winning more than Las Vegas. The Golden Knights just won a championship, hoisted the Stanley Cup, actually raised their banner last week. And then Las Vegas, the Aces, they just went back-to-back to be WNBA champions. And Asia Wilson, she's just lit as hell. And then also, how about this? Becky Hammon, two seasons coaching the Aces, two seasons as champion. And Becky Hammon, she spoke to Holly Rowe after the victory on ESPN. And she's used to winning. She says even being here in New York helped her career out. Listen to Becky.
You've done something that hasn't been done in over 20 years, a back-to-back title. Before the game today, you're missing two starters. Things look bad, and you say to us in the green room, I am confident AF. I'm cleaning that up for the family audience. Why were you so confident in this group to win right now?
Because I know who I have in my locker room. There's not a person out here that I don't believe in. I know what they're made of, and at the end of the day, I told them, win or lose, I'm rolling with them. I'm rolling with them all day.
The last time the Liberty were in the finals, you were playing for them. Your name is on this court. Is there anything special that makes it neat because you're here in a place where you got your start in the W?
I'm forever indebted to New York. There is zero doubts about that. New York gave me my first opportunity, and I am not standing out here without the New York Liberty. There's just zero chance of that. Have a lot of great memories here. It hurt my soul when I saw him playing in a gym that wasn't up to par, and then the size came in and raised the level, and we're going to continue to raise the level. But having owners like the size, Mark Davis, it's good for our sport, it's good for women's basketball, and we're going to continue to grow it. But I'm forever thankful to New York. But I'm certainly happy to be walking out of here with this trophy tonight.
And Mark Davis is a champion, too. He owns the Aces. I don't think he has a Vince Lombardi coming his way, but at least he has the Aces. Congratulations. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Now, what are some cities that are right now, this moment, they've done some winning, they are winning, they have the chance to keep on winning? Let's go to Compton, California, and talk to Goodman. I don't know if this is Goodman or Goodman. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Yes, sir. Good man. Yes, sir. By the way, it's Compton, California, currently in Tipton County, Tennessee, the volunteer state. And I just want to say thank you, JR and Shep, the dynamic duo. Thank you both for spreading the love in our great nation and throughout God's great planet.
Thank you. I try my best. Go ahead.
I just want to say I got a lot of love for Las Vegas and Nevada. I got family and friends there. I had a ball when I was there this summer, and I'm so happy for them. And, you know, it just timing is everything. And I was very entertained on the, you know, the streets in the square where there were a lot of professional dancers and entertainment. I just had a ball in Vegas.
Excuse me? You were entertained where?
In Las Vegas, Nevada, this past summer with my family and friends that lived there.
You said something about dancers?
Yeah, they had dancers, you know what I'm saying? They was entertainer on the, you know, the square, like where you do your shopping, where I got
like, okay. Not like take out a dollar bill.
No, sir. Okay. No, not that kind of fun. It was like, you know, just street dancers. They were professional flipping and dancing. It was just so entertaining.
Okay, yeah, those guys are winners too. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And I've seen Spider-Man out there and Batman. I've seen some things on the strip.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes, well, thank you, good man. You take it easy, all right?
All right, y'all keep up the good work. I love y'all both.
Thank you so much. We love you back, good man. It's a hell of a name. Not Goodman, but good man. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Buffalo and talk to David. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR, appreciate you taking my call tonight, man. I'll tell you one thing. I think the city that you know should get some love is Atlanta. The Braves won the World Series a couple years ago, and then how about the Georgia Bulldogs, man? I mean, that's Georgia Bulldogs country, and they're going to be in line to win another championship this year. And I feel like, to me, with Kirby Smart there and the NIL and the SEC, the way that conference is built, they're the number one team right now. To me, that's going to be a team that's going to be around for quite a while with the pipeline they got there. So I think those are two teams that are going to be winning championships in the next few years.
David. Let me tell you something, David. I can't speak for the entire city of Atlanta. We can't go ahead and add the Bulldogs as an annex to Atlanta. Now, certainly down the road, I can leave the studio right now, and depending on how fast I want to go, I may get there and it may take me a little more than an hour if I'm driving real fast, something that the Bulldogs might be familiar with. But no, man, Atlanta has dealt with too much pain. There's not enough to just try to drag Athens into Atlanta and make this like a winning city. No, man, it don't work that way. David, I'm sorry. I can't do that. I can't. I mean, if you would tell me that if the Falcons went to the Super Bowl a little bit more recently and didn't choke, if the Atlanta Falcons, or excuse me, the Hawks, if they were a little bit closer to being legitimate Eastern Conference contenders, then maybe I could say that. But nah, bro. Nah. Nah.
JR, I don't know if David saw the Falcons Commanders game. I'm guessing he did. That performance by Desmond Ridder should disqualify Atlanta as a city of champions in and of itself in that 60-minute contest. That's how awful and trash he is as a quarterback.
That's comical to even say Atlanta city of champions in the same sentence. We feel pain down here, man. Come on. Sorry, David. I like your optimism, David. I like it, but if it were the Falcons in the space of the Bulldogs, and I would say so, but you tried, David. I'm sorry. All right, David he gave up. Thank you, David, for calling from Buffalo. If only it were that easy. You know, everybody loves the Bulldogs. I like the Bulldogs. Everybody loves them, but that's a little bit of a reach. A little bit. 855-212-4CBS. Barry is here from Boston, Massachusetts. I wonder where this is going to go. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Barry?
Oh, God. How are you, Jay?
How you doing?
You kind of threw a curveball at me, but then I listened to exactly what the top six list was, which I do every Wednesday. And I know Boston is not – I thought Boston was going to be number one, and I don't mean to be that arrogant Boston person, but I understand your top six list. And I know the Red Sox stink and the Patriots stink, and they're 5 or 10 years away from being good again. But the Bruins and the Celtics are there. They're both there. And I know Las Vegas is just, like, booming, and they have the greatest sports in the world, and I could not agree with you more. Hockey is taking off in Las Vegas. 15, 20 years ago, hockey was unheard of in Las Vegas. And my son and I went out there to a tournament last summer, and it's, like, booming. It's booming. It's awesome. And yeah. I just hope that we can get back there.
Yeah.
Because
wow.
I know it's been a good 20, 25 years or whatever, thanks to that guy that went to Tampa with the Brady. Brazilian wife, which we won't mention his name.
Ex-wife.
And ex-wife. And he won the Super Bowl down there pretty quickly.
Yeah, he just won as a member of the Las Vegas Aces, a minority owner. How about that?
Yes. So he's smart. He's better with his money than me. But anyway, I think the Bruins and the Celtics are going to carry Boston for the next few years.
All right.
Now,
okay.
Prior,
well, hold on.
To
hold on. Let me get this out the way.
All right.
Celtics haven't won a damn thing yet. We're waiting
That's
on
true.
It. Maybe
yeah.
they'll do something with this this brand new lineup they have with Porzingis and Holiday. Mm-hmm. And the last time I checked, man, the Bruins choked. They won, what, 60-plus games, and then they got their butts kicked. God, come on.
They won the President's Trophy, which means absolutely nothing. They had the best regular season record, which means nothing in playoffs.
Barry, think about the last 20 years of just everything that's happened and just live off of that, okay?
Yeah, I completely agree. Because the 20 years before that, we won nothing. The Red Sox, 86 years. The Bruins,
hopefully it doesn't take another 20. Hit me up sooner than that, okay, Barry?
All right, brother. Thank you. Have
All right,
a great
no
night.
Doubt, Barry. Thank you for calling from Boston. 855-212-4CBS. Cam is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What it is?
Just wanted to say, I heard you yesterday, Shep, mention Houston, and I'm sorry, I love you, but that's a whiff. Like, not a city that would make this list at all. They had a blip in 2017 when Deshaun and DeAndre Hopkins were there and the Rockets were winning 65 games. And
so what do you think then? Give me a team that you or city that you think. Come on.
I can't believe it didn't make the list. They've had 3 titles and 5 title appearances between only 3 professional teams in the last 4 years. That's Tampa Bay. The Rays went to the World Series, didn't win. The Lightning made 3 consecutive Stanley Cup finals, won 2 of them. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, obviously, you know, they're not great right now, but when Brady was there, they won the Super Bowl and you know, made another run in the playoffs. And unfortunately, a lot of cities, like San Diego, where I'm calling from, the fans show out like we did with the Padres. Record attendance this year, and the team just choked. And in Tampa, it's the opposite. They're putting great products out there. And at least for the Rays, they couldn't even fill their stadium for these these playoff games.
You kind of just went to my point I was going to make about Tampa. And my apologies to anybody listening in Tampa. Is anybody checking for that? Like, I'm thinking about excitement, Cam. I'm thinking about enthusiasm in the city for what has taken place. You can tell me about the Rays. Does anybody care about the Rays? They got to move first before fans even decide to show up. And you can talk about the Lightning. That was 2 or 3 seasons ago, with all due respect. And the Buccaneers, that was just like Tom Brady's here, Tom Brady's gone. Who cares anymore? So is there really, really enthusiasm? Like, think about this today. Is there enthusiasm about Tampa sports?
No. I honestly doubt anyone from Tampa's probably even listening. If you are.
Oh, ouch. No. People from Tampa are listening, but they're just not enthusiastic about their teams. I mean, come on.
No, man. Well, yeah, I guess I didn't know that was the qualifier for the list. I was just thinking success of a city. And for the fans in Tampa who do care, I'm sure they wish, too, that they would have more enthusiastic people, because it must suck to have all this success and not be able to really enjoy it like you are able to in communities like Boston and Chicago and New York, these classic.
You got a good point. Tampa is a retirement community, and so maybe everybody sleep. Possibly, okay?
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for taking my call, fellas. Appreciate it, as always. Have a good night.
Thank you, Cam, for calling from San Diego. My apologies to everybody listening in Tampa. Now I got angry people at me. They're going to message me. Oh, you called us a retirement community. Come on, get over it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Rick is calling from Colorado. What's up, Rick?
Hello, JR. Are you there?
Yes, you're here. I'm there. What's up?
Well, I just want to express my appreciation for you recognizing Denver as a great sports city. I really do appreciate that because we are kind of flyover country here, you know.
But not for me. I like it.
The Nuggets, they've got our juices going, and the Avalanche, they're gonna be a good team this year too. And they do kind of heal the wound of the Broncos' demise as well. But I wanted to say too that our DU Pioneers, our hockey team, DU Pioneers, they've got 9 Frozen Four championships, and just 2 years ago, when the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup, DU won the Frozen Four, and Denver East High School won the national championship for high school hockey here. So we got some good things going here in Colorado. But I just wanted to say,
on all levels, okay. Go ahead.
I just wanted to express an appreciation for you recognizing Denver as a great sports city.
Oh, it is a great, and it's not flyover country. Not for me. I like Denver. What's the weather right now?
Well, I live actually in western Colorado. I'm from Denver, but I moved to western Colorado a couple of years ago, and we were in the low 80s today, actually, and not a cloud in the sky, just the most beautiful blue sky.
What?
And I live at the foot of the Grand Mesa.
It's like 40, 50 degrees in Atlanta right now. Hey, Rick. Go somewhere cold, okay? Cut it out.
Well, you know, if I go somewhere cold, my bones are going to hurt, man. I'm an old guy.
What's old? Define old.
Well, I'm 69 years old.
Oh, you're old. You're young ass. Get out of here, Rick. Appreciate you for calling from Colorado, man.
Well, I appreciate your taking my call, JR. You have a great evening, man.
You as well. Thank you, Rick. 69 years old. He ain't old, man. 69 is not old. He's young.
Good number.
For being young, right?
Yes, that's what I'm implying, of course.
Are you Rob Gronkowski now?
No, I just said it's a good number for anybody. I mean, 69, I mean, you're not even 3/4 of a century old. You should be proud of 69. Who doesn't want to have a 69? That's okay. A great age.
Okay. All right, Rob Gronkowski,
I'm looking at specifically what you were saying. 69 is young. I mean, Burt Young passed away tonight. He was 83, like, you know?
Okay. Yeah. And one day you'll be there, Shep. Don't worry about it.
You too. We'll be there in 50 years, right?
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah, I feel like I'm that age. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Someone who feels a good age right now is Asia Wilson, throwing back that aces of spades. We'll hear from her. I'll get to more of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I gotta say, you are the smartest guy in radio. You are. You know what? If I can give you an SB tonight, you deserve an SB for this top 6 list.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Now, don't give me so much damn credit now. Come on. We had a Army something or another helicopter engineer call us earlier in the show. We also had a dude who is currently studying to be an ER surgeon call the show. Y'all the ones who make it smart until somebody calls up and says something stupid. Anyway, stupid, smart, wherever the hell you at, I'm just glad. We're all here, that's it. We all on planet Earth, right? We got to be on the same level playing field, right? 855-212-4CBS. Someone on a different playing field than anybody else is Asia Wilson tonight with the Las Vegas Aces winning back-to-back NBA, excuse me, so easy to say NBA champions. I guess I'm disrespectful. WNBA championships. Asia Wilson, 24 points, 16 rebounds. WNBA Finals MVP. She spoke to Holly Rowe after the game. She talked about being a back-to-back champ. Listen to her, ESPN.
Asia, I see you've already got the champagne goggles ready, but we've got a conversation first. You put this team on your back tonight. Your rebounding, your defense on Jonquel, your all-around effort. How did you find the strength within to come up so big in this challenging moment?
My teammates. We lean on each other so much at this time. We fought through so much adversity throughout the season, and we just kept the main thing. We kept the main thing, and we came out on top. And I can't express how proud I am of my teammates. They picked me up when I was down. We cried together, prayed together, and now we popping champagne together!
Yeah, popping champagne like she won a championship game. Yeah, good for her. Good for them. That's why Vegas is number one on my list. You talk about winning his cities right now. You got the Golden Knights. You got the Aces. It's a beautiful thing to be in Vegas. I mean, it's already a town for partying. And for the Aces, they get a chance to party in New York. I saw them partying in the back in Brooklyn. They got clubs down there in the arena. I know they're going to make their way to Manhattan. I can't wait to see those photos and videos tomorrow. And then they're going to go to Vegas and party some more. It's going to be a hell of a week. The next 2 weeks are going to go by like a blur for them. 855-212-4CBS. Richard is calling from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, good evening, JR.
How are you, Richard?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well.
Good.
But, I mean, you probably should already know where I'm calling. I'm from Miami, and I ain't hear none of my Miami teams being mentioned, not even an honorable mention. I feel like we've been doing a lot of winning the last couple of years. You got the hottest NFL team. You got Eastern Conference champion Heat. You know, our hockey team was doing their thing. Our baseball team came around this year. I mean, we doing something like that. What's up?
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. And I considered Miami, and, you know, I reluctantly put Dallas on here. But I got to be honest. When I look at the teams in Miami, the Dolphins, they got potential, man. But they went to the playoffs for the first time last year in a bunch of years, and they went flat. And so that's the Dolphins. I know what the potential looks like for this season, but I still have some trepidation by the time they actually get to the postseason and have to play a team in a cold. Okay, so that's on the Dolphins side. Now, if you want to talk to me about the basketball team, right?
Right.
They had to fight, scratch, and claw to get to the postseason. They caught a couple of breaks like any team would be, and God bless them, they still took advantage, especially with no Tyler Hero. But the Miami Heat last season, they play hard. That's what it is. They play hard and they're well coached. But it's like, the Miami Heat are just like, okay, there they are. Like, even this upcoming season, what am I excited about the Miami Heat? They're going to win it.
We should be at least on the rise.
Yeah, I guess for folks in Miami. Say again, who?
Our college basketball team. You remember?
Oh, no. I'm not talking about no Kane. I'm talking about pros, man. I'm talking about pros.
Oh, okay.
And even if you want to throw the Panthers in there, like even how they ended against the Knights, what was it? How many goals did Vegas score to light them up?
Yeah, I mean, I just say I think we need some consideration because we've been winning overall.
You're right. I could have put them at 6 over Dallas. You're right. But, I mean, when you got all the endings that I just told you about, it's nice, but it's just like, well, this team gets its ass whooped. This team barely got to the postseason. This team always – it's a little difficult, man. But, yeah, Miami, the future could be bright.
I live with that. Thanks a lot, JR.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate you. No doubt, I get it. I understand, but I got to walk through it again? The Dolphins could go to the AFC title game or they could play in 10-degree weather and lose. The Miami Heat, oh, what are they going to fight? They're going to be like the 6th, 7th seed. They're going to win a round, look exciting, and then lose? Are they going to go back to a finals? I don't think so. Panthers, oh, they got whooped. The Marlins? Yeah. Best I could do is make a noise about them. I don't know about no post. They just went to the postseason. What did they win? Nothing. It's a little difficult there. Chris is calling from Calgary. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello.
Hello, yes. You're live on the radio.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I was what one question I want to ask is when it comes to my dad, he's deep down, he loves the Denver Broncos. What's wrong with them right now? How can they win? How can we pull them out of the slump right now?
You can't, unless you're going to bring in some of the best. You know, can Steve Atwater still play?
No.
Okay. Can you bring Von Miller back?
No.
Unless you got some help for the defense, there's no helping them, okay?
Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
Well, my poor Denver. Anyways, actually, what you're coming from Atlanta, right?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay. What would you think about another NHL team coming down to there?
For what?
NHL, you know, National Hockey League.
Oh, I know what you're saying, but they failed. My question to you is why, for what? I understand that they're looking, they being whoever, want to build another stadium or an arena just north of the city in Gwinnett, and I think it'd be a complete waste of time. I think the place would be empty.
Oh, come on, Brad. You got so many people.
Yeah, I know how many people are here. It's north of about 8 million in the metropolitan area, probably a little bit more than that.
They don't like hockey?
People like football, man. And ain't nobody going to be going out to Gwinnett to go see them. Come on.
Hockey, they take each other's teeth out.
I can do that on the street. I don't got to pay to go to a hockey. Come on. I didn't know that was the selling point for hockey, knocking people's teeth out. Well, thank you, Chris. How many teeth you got?
I got about maybe half.
Okay. Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, thank you for calling, my man.
Yeah, thank you, JR.
Be well. Call again soon. I didn't mean to be a jerk. Sorry. Yes, I did. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls before we have to absolutely roll out. We're talking about big cities.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for getting my call in. This is my first time, but I've been wanting to call for a moment. But I just needed to say tonight, thank you and God bless you. I have listened to your growth and your maturity for a long time, and I'm very pleased with where you're at now and how you use your platform to be fair, to be equal, to be just.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Tonight's been fun. It's always good when you crown a champ. We won't crown a champ for anything for, I don't know, MLS is coming up. We got the Super Bowl. I think that'll be it for the next champions, and then we just got to wait until like June.
Man, JR really disrespects baseball, doesn't he?
Oh, damn, World Series. we're living it right now, ain't we? Damn.
Well, listen, these games have not been, in fairness, these games have not been close.
Yeah, well, I feel bad. I forgot about baseball in a minute.
Well, you never talk about the Phillies.
Well, we're so close, though. Like, we're in the thick of it.
Right, right.
And so let's go through this. Las Vegas Aces win tonight. Then we'll have the World Series. That'll be done in a few weeks. And then we'll have the MLS Cup champs. And then we'll have the Super Bowl champs. That'll be in February. And then we got to wait from February. Okay, we got March Madness. If we want to think about college, yeah, that'll be the beginning of January as well. And then we move. Okay, so we got quite a few champs. Now, think about it. I just have to think it out a little bit. And then after that, we got to wait until June. Stanley Cup, NBA Finals. And to think about June right now in the middle of October, poof, it's a ways out.
It's coming faster than we realize, JR.
Well, listen, we got a bunch of snowfalls coming. Yeah. We maybe got some winter storms. We got a whole lot to do before we get to June. Or it could just be 70 every day with the way the world is going, but who knows. Anyway, tomorrow is going to be busy as well. We got Thursday night football. I am so excited. Not really. We got the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Saints. And we have no idea whether or not Trevor Lawrence is going to play. Because if he don't play, the Saints have no excuse. They got to go out there and just light them up. Trevor Lawrence is questionable. Sprained his knee last game at the end of the game as they beat the Colts 37-20. And the Saints, man, that defense is going to look to put a smashing on them. Matter of fact, Trevor Lawrence, he was asked about playing tomorrow night on Thursday night. This is what Trevor Lawrence had to say.
It's a short week anyway, so physically we're not doing much. You know, you're trying to get your bodies back ready for Sunday, regardless of if there's an injury or not. So hasn't affected me a ton because we just haven't done too much. So I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to be smart about it, trying to protect it as long as I can and just trying to take care of it and try to put me in the best position to be able to play on Thursday.
Man, I want him to be healthy. But at the same time, man, if he's not out there, what a waste of time this is going to be. What a waste. At least the Astros and the Rangers, they're going to be back in action tomorrow, so that should be fun. The Saints are looking to be back in action. If you saw them lose to the Texans this past Sunday, it was pretty painful. The Saints could put up all the yards in the world, but when it came to the end zone, they couldn't find it. The final score was 20-13. Derek Carr looked upset on the sidelines and arguing with coaches. He had to apologize for being in the heat of the moment. This is what Derek Carr had to say about how bad the offense was and what they need to do to fix it.
We as an offense had too many details, and you know I'm not going to tell you what happened. And yes, we know. And yes, we know what it was and all those things, and I won't say it. But there's little details that if we just do those things right, you're looking like, oh, my gosh, we scored 28 points, you know, or we, you know. And I just want to win, man. Like, you know, the yards are awesome, great, thanks. You know, yes, but couldn't care less. Like, I just want to win. That's all I care about.
Okay. All right. Good luck. If y'all don't win tomorrow against a team that may not have Trevor Lawrence, then, man, y'all don't need to win anything. Saints are currently 3-3. Got the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're currently 4-2. And hopefully we have a good game to talk about tomorrow besides the baseball. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Curtis from Syracuse. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, when you were getting ready to announce number one, I was so hoping it was going to be Las Vegas after tonight's game. Congratulations to the Aces. I honestly don't see any team beating them next year either. Even with the draft, even with trades, New York really tried to build a team to beat them, and it wasn't even really that competitive other than game three. So I think they're going to be a winning team for quite a while.
Well, Asia Wilson certainly looks like the best player in the WNBA. She's surrounded by a bunch of other all-stars. So, yeah, man. It's a wild ride. Who knows? Maybe we get a three-peat. Curtis, thank you for calling from Syracuse, man.
All right, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Let's go to San Francisco. Talk to Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR.
How you doing?
All right. Yeah, I talked to Shep. I've already told him I had the Dolphins, too, as a candidate for the top six. But You already went through it with another caller. So I have an idea that's not related to the top six, if you want to take it on the baseball playoffs format. I heard this from someone else, so I'm not taking credit for it. But since there are six teams in each league making the playoffs, and we have this huge layoff where, like, game two of the National League series doesn't start till 8 days after the season ends.
Yeah.
To go to the NBA play-in system, where 3, 4, 5, and 6 have the play-in games just like the NBA, to come down to 4 teams instead of 8. And by Friday, you're playing the division series.
And you want to do a play-in?
The 3, 4, 5, and 6 seeds would play in just like the NBA does it. In other words, 3 would play 4, and the winner would be the 3 seed. And then 5 would play 6 for the right to try to get the 4 seed. It only takes 2 games, in other words, to resolve it down to 4 teams from 6, instead of everybody playing 3 games in the opposing city.
But even in the – oh, man. Isn't that more tricky? Because you got to – If you're the lower seed or the higher seed and you win, you automatically advance. And right. Then if you're the lower seed, you get 2 chances to move on. Or you get 2 chances to move on if you're the higher seed.
Right.
Like, Wednesday
would be an off day. Everybody plays Tuesday, and then Wednesday is a travel day, and Thursday the whole thing's set.
Wouldn't that still stretch things out a little bit more?
I mean, it shortens it. The whole round of 4 is established by the end of Thursday.
Well, what about the team? What about the team that still has to sit around and wait? So what, they chop it down from 5 days waiting to 4?
Well, it's more than 5, because if you remember, the National League Division Series started on Saturday, and then
6 days.
Game 2 wasn't until Monday.
Right, but I'm saying if the season ends on Sunday and the first game that you're playing on Monday, are we really chopping it down that much?
Yeah, because the first pair of games is Friday for the teams that were established on Tuesday. The second set of games start on Saturday and Sunday, not Saturday and Monday like they did this year.
Mike,
so
do me a favor.
You're saving like 2 days and right. Having shorter rests.
Mike, write this down for me so I can read it, okay?
Yeah, I know if we're short on time.
It's not being short on time. It's just doing all this in my head mentally writing it.
It works the same exact way as the NBA.
I know you told me that, and I think the play-in sucks anyway.
Well, that's a different issue then.
Yeah.
But it would save a couple of days of rest.
All right. Well, how about we just eliminate 12 teams, but they won't do it because they won't have money.
Oh, I'm fine.
Thank you, Mike.
If you wanted, yeah.
I got to go. I'm forced to go. That music means I got to shut up. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you, Shep. Be back tomorrow. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence is coming up next. Come up with ideas for the postseason. Thank you.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Maybe you're still new to this whole EV thing, but those range fears? Turns out your all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets you to work and back all week on a single charge. And now every Ioniq 5 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit. When it comes to embracing change, we're thinking of every mile. Hyundai, it's your journey. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2023 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions, and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities in select states only.